Trudeau calls trucker convoy fringe minority, announces he's isolating for protest weekend. By Chris Tomlinson on January 28, 2022. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has labeled the anti-mandatory vaccination trucker convoy heading to Ottawa this weekend a fringe minority with unacceptable views. Prime Minister Trudeau commented on the anti-vaccine trucker convoy, known as the Freedom Convoy, at a press conference on Wednesday evening, saying, "The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa, who are holding unacceptable views that they are expressing, do not represent the views of Canadians. Canadians, who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country," Prime Minister Trudeau added, broadcaster Global News reports. Trudeau has previously stated his dislike for the unvaccinated, telling a Canadian French language television program, "They don't believe in science/progress and are very often misogynistic and racist. It's a very small group of people, but that doesn't shy away from the fact that they take up some space. This leads us, as a leader and as a country, to make a choice: do we tolerate these people? Over 80% of the population of Quebec have done their duty by getting the shot. They are obviously not the issue in this situation," he added. Wednesday's comments come after Canadian mainstream media outlets such as Global News and CTV have painted many of the truck convoy participants as having links to far-right groups. The claim has been rejected by Tamara Litch, one of the Freedom Convoy organizers, who stated, "As you know, we are on our way to Ottawa to hold a peaceful protest. I just want to put it out there that nobody in this convoy will be inciting violence or uttering threats. That is not what we are here to do." The allegations are not the first time Canadian politicians or media have equated those against lockdowns or vaccination policies to white nationalists or far-right extremists. Last year in March, former Calgary Mayor Naheed Nenshi claimed that anti-mask and anti-lockdown protesters were extremists, saying, "Those people at those anti-mask protests, let's not kid ourselves. They're not people who are protesting because they need to eat. They are people who are marching in thinly veiled white nationalist supremacist anti-government protests." So far, the Freedom Convoy, which urges the government to scrap vaccine mandates for truckers engaging in cross-border travel to the United States, has raised over $6.8 million Canadian dollars, £4 million / used $5.3 million, in less than 2 weeks as of Thursday. The exact numbers of participants in the convoy have been estimated from hundreds to thousands, with the Toronto Sun newspaper report claiming it took the convoy 2 hours to pass through the northern Ontario town of Dryden earlier this week. The truckers are expected to reach Canada's capital, Ottawa, on Saturday, but it is unlikely Prime Minister Trudeau will speak to the protesters, as he has claimed that he will be isolating at home for the next 5 days after claiming to have been exposed to the coronavirus. Despite subsequently testing negative, he said he would still be going into isolation. The announcement led some on social media to accuse the Canadian Prime Minister of going into hiding ahead of the protest. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.